It's the mark of a good piece of art that it provokes strong reactions, and that's certainly the case with Mrs. Miniver. When it was released in 1942, it took the Oscar for Best Picture. The Best Actress Award went to its star, Greer Garson, and Teresa Wright won Best Supporting Actress. The movie is a handsomely conceived melodrama about one British family's life during the early days of World War II. Soon their idyllic country existence becomes little more than a fondly remembered dream. Greer Garson as Mrs. Miniver watches, heartbroken, as her oldest son goes off to war. Meanwhile, Mr. Miniver, a dashingly handsome Walter Pidgeon, builds a backyard bomb shelter. As I said before, Mrs. Miniver was a huge popular and critical success, but over the years a backlash set in that labeled the film a bland soap opera. Pauline Kael has called it shameless and generally offensive. There's certainly class condescension here, as in this scene, in which an oh-so-humble train station manager who grows roses asks Mrs. Miniver if he can name his newest creation after this fine lady he admires so much.
What goes to make a rose, ma'am, is breeding and budding and horse manure, if you'll pardon the expression. And that's where you come in, ma'am. I gotta have a name for it.
Oh, you want me to name it for you?
No, ma'am, I got a name for it, if you'll give me your permission.
Why, of course. But I don't see
I want to call it the Mrs. Miniver.
Oh.
If you'll pardon me, ma'am, I've watched you go in and out of town for years now, and you've always had time to stop and have a word with me, and I've always waited for you to come home, and you remind me of the flower. And I think it would be a very good name for my rose.
It's a lovely compliment, Mr. Ballard. I'd be very happy indeed to have you name your rose after me.
Ah.
In Mrs. Miniver, the middle class is always heroic, while the lower classes are trembling dolts. But I don't think that director William Wyler really wanted us to find the Minivers wholly admirable. It seems clear that he meant us to find their bourgeois attitudes petty. Perhaps it's time for a backlash against the backlash. These days, Mrs. Miniver has had its luster restored. Other new video cassettes include Clean and Sober, starring Michael Keaton as a real estate wheeler-dealer whose life comes apart when he gets addicted to cocaine and booze. There's also Midnight Run, in which Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin take a pretty standard variation on an odd couple buddy picture and transform it into a quirky showcase for interestingly eccentric acting. And there's Track 29, a late 1988 film directed by Nicholas Rogue. He used to be one of the most roguish of filmmakers, but these days he's kind of self-indulgent. Track 29 has a convoluted screenplay by Dennis Potter, and it stars Rogue's wife, Teresa Russell, as a southern housewife with a philandering husband, played by Christopher Lloyd. Gary Oldman shows up as an odd duck who may or may not be the child Teresa Russell's character abandoned when she was 15. Whether or not you end up caring about Russell's pretentious puzzlement is another matter entirely.